Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies and huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
1:36 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer with you in Dallas, Texas. The Oilers opening up a three-game road trip tonight. Just in that last segment with Mark Spector before we went to Kevin Robertson in the news, I listed off a bunch of potential GM candidates. I said Sean Young from Hamilton. Sean Burke is in Hamilton. No, not the same Sean Burke that was the NHL goaltender. Sean Burke's been with the Ticats organization after coming over from MLSC a number of years ago. Sean Young, at one time, a prominent American actor. Wasn't she friends with James Woods? I'm trying to recall here. I don't know if James Woods has as many friends now as he used to in the industry. All right. So let's get right to it. We got about 8 minutes with Al May coming up, Washington Capitals color analyst, a guy that's got a real interesting take on things. He is our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. Al, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, now we're in. Now, are you in Dallas? Are you in Plano? Where do you live in the off season?
I live in Frisco, Texas, which is basically where the Stars practice rink is. And
okay.
Cowboys practice facility and the pro soccer team and the minor league baseball team and got about 20 high schools that produce football players left and right for D1 schools.
It's on. Yeah, it really is a different world down here. Texas Longhorns are having a tough year. They're based in Austin, Texas, and that's where actually Joffrey Lupul's uncle, a guy that I played hockey with going back 35 years ago, Dean Lupul, lives now. But it's a different world, to say the least. Are you kind of shocked? I know you spent some time down here playing in here and again in Houston in Texas. Are you shocked at how far hockey has come along and grown in the state of Texas?
Well, I think once you win a Stanley Cup, it changes everything. And, you know, I remember in 99 when that happened, you know, one of the arenas that we were, that my kids were playing youth hockey in, I remember after the Stars won the Cup, just for their summer league, there was a line around the building. They had six teams at each age group. And the line went around the building with a couple thousand people all of a sudden wanting to get their kids in hockey. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, those groups of kids all started popping into the draft and junior teams and college programs all over the country because they were the kids that were born around 92, 93, 94, and it just exploded from there on out. And then the Stars got with the old owner. They started building these amazing double-sheet practice arenas and youth hockey arenas, and it just exploded from there. And we've seen that throughout the United States when you have teams win. All of a sudden, parents, you know, it's so exciting to be in those Stanley Cup runs that, you know, parents get all gung-ho and get their kids in the sport. And, you know, there's a complete buy-in, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. I even look at Seth Jones. You know, he's in Colorado, then he grew up in Dallas. And, you know, the Jones boys are in the NHL.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And Caleb's back in the lineup tonight down in Calgary for Chicago. All right, what's more surprising, that McDavid and Draisaitl and McDavid are at 35 or 32 points, or Ovechkin's at 30?
Oof, I'm going with the Ovechkin thing. And even though I never bet against the guy, you know, I expect Draisaitl and McDavid to be neck and neck all season long. I expect Draisaitl to always win the goals between the two. But those two guys should be one and two for the next 3, 4, 5 years. And with
well, I hope you're right.
I honestly, and I think it's going to get a little bit easier each year as we go here for those two guys to produce the way that they are, because they're finally getting a supporting cast. The skating and the talent upgrade is getting better every single season because of the salary cap hell that they were in. and some of the signings that they have. But I look at, you know, there were some guys that produced there the last few years offensively, but they weren't gifted skaters. This is a more complete and dangerous team now that everyone has got a pretty good set of wheels on them.
All right. Well, conversely, Alexander Ovechkin, I mean, it's remarkable. It truly, and Wayne Gretzky would tell you Alexander Ovechkin's the greatest goal scorer of all time.
Well, Wayne Gretzky is the nicest liar in the world. He's the politest liar that I know, and he's being very gracious. But you know, when you score 92 goals in the league, and I honestly believe that, you know, Gretzky would be doing what McDavid's doing. McDavid would have been what Gretzky's doing. And the great players are always the great players, no matter what era they're playing in, because they would have adapted to the training and the coaching of the different sports. So I'm a big believer in hockey, especially since the 70s, that the greatest players would always be the greatest players.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting time, to say the least. Who's better, Carolina or Florida, of those Eastern Conference teams?
You know what? I'm going to Florida right now. And I've loved the Carolina game for the last 4 years, or, you know, since Brind'Amour really took a hold of everything. They've been incredibly dynamic. But right now I look at what Florida's doing. They've got so many gifted players with a nose for the net. They're playing a fast style of hockey. They can play offense and defense. They can play quick. They can play patient. And I just look, when your goaltenders are putting up the numbers that they are, doing the things that they're doing, you know, you take a well-balanced scoring lineup. I just really like the Florida Panthers right now.
All right. Calgary Flames have got 7 shutouts in 19 games this year. Darryl Sutter hockey at its finest, Al?
Absolutely. And I'm a big believer in, you know, old school approach to, you know, what makes the game work for teams. And he is probably the simplest game plan of any coach in the league that's not jamming a trap down your throat every single night. And he demands hard work, stopping on pucks to the net, physical battles on both ends, sticking up for your teammates. And I just think his template will always stand the test of time.
Are 5 or 6 of the best 8 teams in the league in the East, do you think? When you look at the overall standings, the numbers kind of speaks for themselves, don't they, when you take a look at league winning percentage?
Well, right now it is. You know, and I think that all balances out by the end. So, you know, everyone's been talking about the Metro and, you know, the teams all have good winning percentages and whatnot. But that'll all take care of itself. There'll be big losing streaks. There'll be injuries. And all the, you know, it's scattered around the league. Every division has really good hockey teams. And, you know, pretty much every division has some really bad hockey teams. So that'll all wash out in the end.
Who's better, Edmonton or Toronto? Toronto's at 13-6-1. The Oilers are 13-4.
I'm going with Edmonton on this one, and I'm not being a hometown homer or anything. I just think that there's a more complete team. There's a lot of players. They're very top-heavy out there. I think Edmonton's getting great results from top to bottom. And once again, I like all their forwards, all their D. You know, I'm not 100% 1,000, you know, in love with everything. But at the same time, I think the roster is better than the Toronto roster all day long.
Well, you're going to score points here in Edmonton. The Washington Capitals, what do you – I got to ask you about one guy, Brett Leeson. How's he performed since coming up?
You know what? He surprised everyone. He's drastically improved his skating. He's still got a long, long ways to go. But the fact that he's put so much work into his strength development, his skating development, he's making himself into a player. He's not a full-timer yet. He's here for a cup of coffee. It's almost time for him to go back. But he certainly hasn't hurt himself. And 2 years ago, I didn't think he stood a chance because I didn't see the skating. And this year, he really put a lot of effort into both of those areas, the strength and conditioning and the skating development. It's getting there, but it's not where it needs to be yet, full-time.
Al, my 8 minutes are up. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks for all the questions. I love it. Thanks. Bye.
There you go. That's Al May, Washington Capitals color analyst. Our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. It's Tuesday, which means we go into the Oilers Now prospect report brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork. Custom cabinetry, luxury closets, exceptional millwork. Visit ScottArthurMillwork.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Xavier Bourgault had a goal last weekend in two games for Shawinigan. He still leads Oilers prospects with 31 points in just 18 games. Matvei Petrov off to a great start for the North Bay Battalion. I know we touched on it last week. He's got 15 goals, 27 points in 19 games. He was the number one overall pick in the 2020 CHL import draft. He did sign his entry-level contract with Edmonton a couple of weeks back after falling to the Oilers in the sixth round of the draft last year. Carter Savoy had a goal and an assist in two games for Denver last weekend.
Yeah, it's interesting. Bourgault and Ty Tulio, who's the captain of Oshawa, had an overtime winner this week. They're expected to be in Bakersfield next year. Bourgault's late birthday. Petrov's still got another year of junior before he turns pro. And so he's going to spend a couple seasons in North Bay. He's already in the top 10 of scoring. Carter Savoy, Keith Gretzky was out to look at him. There are some people close to the Denver program that thinks that Carter's going to need a full three seasons at Denver before turning pro. We will take a 3-minute timeout and come back with Dennis Laliberte and tell you about something that you can be involved with coming up later on in the season. This is Oilers Now.
Hi, I'm Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Darnell Nurse will be out another couple of weeks for Edmonton. Big loss, plays 26 minutes a game unequivocally. One of the three leaders of the Oilers team along with McDavid and Draisaitl. Those guys all sort of hooking up at the 2015 development camp, which is at then Rexall Place. Kept it in town that year. Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 14 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation at Royal Pizza is the Mediterranean chicken. Well, coming up in a week from Friday, we have the first of our Oilers Now road trips. First one we've done in a couple of years. I know we had an event a couple of weeks ago at MKT with New West Travel for about 32 or 33 people to join us down in Seattle to check out the new Climate Pledge Arena. They'll be taking in a Seahawks game as well, all that kind of fun stuff. Joining us right now in the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline is Dennis Laliberte from New West Travel. Dennis, how you doing?
Good, Bob. Having a great day, actually.
Yeah, well, it's gorgeous out here in Dallas. I don't mind telling you, it's sunny. Oh. It's about 60 degrees. And I know it's warming up in Edmonton, so that's a good thing for the weekend. But we've done a couple trips in the past to an oft-requested location in the United States, and we might as well put the word right now. We might have something coming, so why don't you educate our listeners on what might be taking place in the second half of the season with New West Travel.
Yeah, Bob, we've got a great trip organized with Flair Airlines. We've actually got the exclusive on an airplane nonstop out of Edmonton, the first nonstop flight out of Edmonton to Nashville, leaving out of Edmonton April the 12th for four nights.
Okay, and that coincides with an Oilers game against the Nashville Predators, I would assume?
That is, Bob, on April the 14th, so we're going to be down there four nights, see the Oilers play on the 14th, and, you know, as we've all been to Nashville, what a great town that is. Music, food, you know, the weather will be great in April. I mean, they're about a month and a half ahead of us, so, you know, the weather will be super down there, and we got a great rate on the trip, $1,750 all in, game ticket, reception down there, your flights, hotel. So it's a great package.
Right now, it's called Nash Vegas in terms of the tour for people that are privileged enough to work in the NHL. It is one of the most popular U.S. destinations there is. It's a unique, the state of Tennessee, I think, borders on seven different U.S. states. So it's sort of become central, more even south, the southeast U.S., but, you know, know, connectivity all throughout the Midwest. There's a lot of people that love going in there. The experience in game. I know we've done at least two Oilers Now roadies into Nashville before. We've had some Hall of Fame guests join us for the meet and greets in Nashville. So it's been a real good time, and we're going to try to organize a couple of those as well. So, and you got the rate down to 1750, so that should be a kicker. But this is how many have we done now? New West travel road trips through Oilers Now. Dennis, what are we at? 12, 13, 14 over the years?
I think so. I think it's this about our eighth year that we've been traveling together. And every trip is always good. We always have our regulars to come back. We always have new people that join us. And as you mentioned about Nashville, I mean, the food there and, you know, the Broadway, the bars, restaurants, the entertainment, it is, you know, I think way better than Vegas. That's why they call it Nash Vegas. It's a way better destination. It's easy to get around down there, and people are so friendly, and it's inexpensive, you know, compared to Vegas. I mean, you know how expensive Vegas is.
All right, and you've got basically a charter, is that right, through Flair?
Yeah, what we did is that Flair Airlines was going to start on the 16th of April. We got them to move the flight back to April 12th, and we guaranteed the whole airplane, so we've got room for 180 people. We've already sold 20 in the last 3 days, so this, you know, from our previous customer base, and so we're really excited. The only way to get on this trip is to book through New West Travel.
All right, great stuff. And how do people, what's the website, Dennis?
Yeah, newwesttravel.com. They give us a call at New West Travel as well. But yeah, go to the website, and Bob, all the information is there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dennis. We'll touch base down the road.
You're welcome.
That's Dennis Laliberti from New West Travel. As we go to this day in Oilers history, which is brought to you and has been for the last 10 years on this show by New West Travel. And here's Brennan Escott.
We go back to 1981 when Glenn Anderson had a hat trick and a helper while Matty Hagman goes the other way. A goal and three assists as the Oilers beat the Red Wings 8-4 at Northlands Coliseum. Ron Lowe stopped 30 of 34 shots for Edmonton.
And people forget this, but Glenn Anderson and Mark Messier were the line mates for Matty Hagman through large stretches of the late 1980-81 and early 81-82 seasons, the 2 years that Matty Hagman played with the Oilers in the National Hockey League. Of course, we lost Matty a few years ago. He passed away. Coming up tonight, we got the game. The Oilers and the Dallas Stars, the face-off show with Reed Wilkins, Rob Brown, Cam Moon, Jack Michaels, myself. That will begin at 5 p.m. The puck drop tonight at 6:30. We'll have a complete recap of tonight's game tomorrow and a preview of the Oilers and the Arizona Coyotes and trying to figure out the Coyotes roster. They're down several players right now due to injury. And, of course, they took on basically, you know, organizations dump salaries there. NHL Network analyst Brian Lawton, former GM of the Tampa Bay Lightning, will join us. David Staples, who's the provincial affairs columnist and cult of hockey writer for the Edmonton Journal, and our NHL insider John Shannon, all on the Wednesday edition, as well as tape and audio out of the Oilers room from for Wednesday. Up next, the global news weather traffic update with Kevin Robertson, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3 today, and then the 6:30 Chat Afternoons with Jalen Nye. I will rejoin you at 5:05 today on the City Ford Faceoff Show with Reed Wilkins.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.